This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. It's Tina Camellia, Juliet Jacobs and Kelly Anissa on the show today. And here's what we have lined up. 36 degrees Celsius and rising. The Met Department issues warning over the heat wave.
And a recent study showed that migrant women are particularly vulnerable when it comes to domestic and family violence. And this is further intensified when you add technology to the mix. We discussed this and why technology can both help victims of abuse and also be used against them.
Yes, and in relation to that, over on Twitter, we're asking you, does technology keep us safer? Yes, no, or depends how it's used. So you can join that conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899, or you can even call us at 03-7733-2900. So stick around. We'll come back with the first story of the telephone by the Black Angels.
Burning for more. BFM 89.9. The business station.
The Malaysian Meteorological Department had issued a level one alert for several areas in the country as we face an ongoing nationwide heat wave. The level one alert was initially issued for a much larger area in the northern parts of the peninsula, but the latest update today from the Met Department included Selamat, Kuala Kangsar and Kinta in Perak, as well as Hulu Selangor and Kepong in Selangor. Yeah, so to help us understand the heat wave and what this alert system is all about, we have on the line Dr. Muhammad Hisham Muhammad Anip. He's the director of the National Weather and Geophysics Operations Center with the Met Department. Dr. Hisham, what constitutes a heat wave?
When we talk about the heat wave, I think everyone aware that heat wave is just hot weather, excessive hot weather. And it is for the country, this hot weather is an annual event. And it's usually commence in February, and it will last until by end of April. Normally, it's just like that. During this period between February and April, the sky of most part of the country will be very blue, meaning that no clouds around, and as a result of that, we will have not much rainfall as other period of the year. So because of the clear sky, no cloud, that means that the sun radiation can penetrate into our country, and without any filter or any shade, meaning that the temperature will become higher than usual for most part of the country.
And also accompanying the heat wave is a level one alert for several areas in the country. And what does that alert level mean, and what are the different alert categories?
Normally, the normal maximum temperature for our country is just around 32 to 33 degrees Celsius. But when it comes to this time of the year, the maximum temperature can exceed more than 34 degrees Celsius, which is considered very warm. Whenever the temperature exceeds 35 degrees Celsius, we at the Meteorological Department will issue an advisory. We divide our advisory into three levels. The first level, level one advisory, is when the temperature is between 35 to 37 degrees Celsius for three consecutive days or more. But when the temperature is higher than 37, up to 40 degree, we consider that as level 2 advisory or heat wave stage. The level 1, we consider that as alert stage. And finally, if the temperature exceed 40 degrees Celsius for 3 days or more, then we consider that as an emergency stage or level 3.
And for how long can we expect the extreme heat to last? Will the heat wave worsen?
Now we are in the end of February, and we expect this to last until the maximum, the peak of the hot season will be at the end of March or early April. And after that, gradually the temperature will decreasing, and we will be back to normal at the end of April or early May.
And what is your advice as we face the heat wave?
Normally, the warmest temperature reach its highest point between 2 to 4 p.m. of the day. So during this period, meaning that between noon and 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, please avoid staying outdoor for too long. If you want to go out, then better have use your umbrella or wear a cap at least. And also, no open burning, because we know that fire can easily spread during this hot weather situation. And finally, please drink plenty of plain water.
That was Dr. Muhammad Hisham Muhammad Anip from the Malaysian Meteorological Department. So, how are we with the heat wave? It's
sweltering hot.
Yeah. It's been insane. And I can see, like, even my poor little pets, you know, they are dying with their little fur coats on, you know. And I know the elderly are suffering even more, you know, the ones that it's just really, really bad. And everyone's aircon is just blasting to full capacity, I think.
Yeah. And it's still warm, even though it's still warm.
Yeah. And you know, this is basically the period in the year where we typically have a much warmer temperature. Yeah. Yeah. But also globally, if you look, Australia recently recorded its hottest December, which is summertime over there, ever. The hottest ever summertime they've had. Marble Bar, small tiny town in Australia, recorded a temperature as high as 49.1 degrees Celsius. Can you imagine?
Baking.
Yeah.
Being baked alive.
And just a few days ago, the UK experienced its warmest winter in February, with London reaching 21.2 degrees Celsius. And then also our neighbour Indonesia, they've reported forest fires in Riau, Sumatra, since January, and they're expecting it to be to worsen because of the heat wave.
Yes, and I think when we have those forest fires, we all know what it comes as consequence of that, which I think we've been seeing around the city, right? You know, very hazy skies, very smoky atmosphere. It's a terrible situation. You're hot, you can't breathe.
Everything. I had the smell this morning, you know, the smell of the haze, it's starting already.
Yeah. And Johor also, so the dry spell apparently is affecting water levels at Johor's major dams. And this heat wave, as we heard just now, the heat wave is expected to last until April. So I don't know. Tomorrow is going to be March, so there's at least another month of this sweltering heat.
It's bad. And I think the worrying thing is, like, I don't know if you all remember the water shortage we had back in 2014, which was also due to the hot weather that we were experiencing, the rain not falling in the catchment areas, and that resulted in a lot of water rationing, and it was a horrible situation. I remember that.
Yeah.
I've noticed another thing as well, an upsurge in mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the dry, the weather is now perfect for them to breed, actually. And I don't know if you guys have been noticing that as well.
Oh, yes, in my house. Just last night, when I was doing my work and I kept getting bitten, I kept asking my mom, did you leave the door open?
Yeah, there is a distinct increase. Yeah. And I think dengue.
Dengue is also on the rise because of this, right? So it's got this domino effect from the warm weather. And although we can say that it is a normal trend, a no trend, do you think, though, that climate change has anything to do with it? Especially when you look at the global trend, you know, with this warm winter and you know, such hot summer in Australia. I can't imagine 49.1 degrees Celsius.
Exactly. And no, of course, I would believe that it's related to climate change as well. But I don't know if you guys saw this article. Scientists at California's Lawrence Livermore National Lab, they've actually said that after, you know, analysis of 40 years of satellite data, it's near certain that humanity is actively causing global climate change. It's like we've reached the gold standard, is the word that they used.
Right.
That we are the cause of climate change, and because we're seeing it everywhere, there's no escaping it. 49.5 degrees, you know, February in England, for example, is some of the worst times in the world. It's cold, but they're having wonderful summer type weather.
Right? Yeah, the perfect like 20 plus degrees, and you know, it's not really winter for them.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and so I mean, this particular research that just came out, you see, research process almost never eradicates uncertainty, but the, you know, researchers, they test their hypothesis to get better understanding of the world, of course, and there's always some factor out there that could have impacted their findings, but they're saying that this one, there's nothing. We've reached the gold standard. It is
us.
We are the cause of climate change. So all you climate change deniers out there, it's time to wake up and feel the heat. Literally.
Okay, we're going to head into our next story, which is coming up, technology facilitated abuse. But before we get into that, perhaps we can have a quick check on social media, Juliet.
Yes, over on Twitter, we asked you, does technology keep us safer? So this is in relation to our second story. So far, about 93% of you have said it depends how it's used, and 7% say no, and none of you say yes. That's quite scary as well.
Yeah. Right, so you can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us 7733-2900. First though, here comes Summer by The Undertones, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.